Hey, everybody. Welcome to My Wave Podcast, where we just want to hear the story of the surfer and their most memorable wave. And today on this episode, we have a special treat. I think we're in for a special treat. We have Lori Westlake. And Lori, how's the temperature up there?
It's about freezing.
It's about freezing. And now when I say up there, ladies and gents, I mean we are going to interview and hear the story of Lori's most memorable wave. And she is a Great Lakes, Lake Michigan surfer. Now, I say Lake Michigan because that's the one you live closest to, right? But
yep.
You surf other of the lakes as well?
Yes, I've surfed every lake but Erie and Ontario.
Oh, wow. Erie and Ontario. Now, how many lakes total are there for those out there geographically challenged?
Well, there's, I think they call it homes. So there's Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
Okay. So you.
That's how I remember. There's five.
So you've surfed three of the five.
I have.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So ladies and gents, I think you're in for a treat already. But as we begin, I want to welcome you back. Hopefully we'll be cranking these episodes back up here shortly. But I want to give a shout out to our episode sponsor. Episode sponsor is Never Nude, NVRNOOD. That's their Instagram at Never Nude, NVRNOOD. And they are a up and coming surf brand, but more than just a surf brand, they do all kinds of up-purpose clothing. You have stuff that you want to design, build, they will help you with it. And you can check them out at Never Nude. They also make a changing towel, changing poncho that comes in very handy, so you'll never be nude in the parking lot trying to take off your wetsuit and the towel falls and it can be an embarrassing situation. So check out at Never Nude on Instagram, but also want to give you an opportunity if you have been enjoying the content and you'd like to support the My Wave podcast, you can do so very easily. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/mywave. That's buymeacoffee.com/mywave. And you can buy me a $5 cup of coffee. That's the minimum. Or you can throw me 10 cups or however many cups of coffee you want to send my way. I would much appreciate it. So Lori, do you drink coffee?
I do.
All right. I got a question for you in a little while as we get into the episode here. But Lori, thanks again. We have mutual friend that we met through Rocky and Matthew and Katrina and Austin. We were on a call the other day, and all of those are Lake Michigan surfers, skaters, outdoorsmen. You snowboard as well? Is that the rumor?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
I skateboard too.
Do you really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now I don't want to offend and ask age, but how old are you?
I will be 60 next year.
60 years old. Wow, that's awesome. Well, you know, that's great. And you're still skating?
Surfing grandma.
Oh, I love it. That might be the title to this episode. We'll see how
there
it goes.
You go. No offense taken.
No, that's great. No, embrace the grandmahood. I'm a grandpa now, and it's pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm not that old. Like, I don't feel like I should be a grandpa yet, but I am. No,
it's
totally
all in the mind.
Oh yeah, no, totally embracing it. So Lori, where are we going for your most memorable wave?
We will be going to St. Joseph, Michigan.
St. Joseph, Michigan. Okay, so help us out now. If I hold up my right hand and I'm looking at my right hand, I have a built-in map of Michigan, right?
Yeah.
So I actually, my wife and I got married over here in Grand Haven.
Okay.
So right,
so
on the...
you're going to go down.
Go down to the south.
Go down a little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, down towards, what was that, Ohio down there, or is that Indiana?
No, you're going toward Indiana now.
Okay, toward Indiana.
So we're about maybe 30 minutes north of the Indiana border.
Okay.
On Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
So St. Joseph, Benton Harbor area.
St. Joe.
Southwest Lower Michigan.
Okay. Now, rumor has it you are meeting up with Matthew and Katrina tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're going to do some surfing?
Well, I think it's going to be onshore winds. And to be honest with you, in the wintertime, I'm pretty picky about waves.
Okay.
I you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I probably go out. If they're going to go out, I'll go play in the slop.
Okay. Now, what's the water temperature?
I believe it's probably in the mid to low 50s. I'm guessing. I haven't actually been in a little while.
Okay.
It may be in the 40s now, too.
I would think it would be in the 40s. I surfed yesterday here in North Carolina, and the water is just dipped under 60. It's about 57, 58. I was up in the Outer Banks this weekend, and it's got to be maybe it'll just below mid-50s. So I would think up there it'd probably be dipping below 50 by now. I don't know.
I'm gonna do a real quick Google of Lake Michigan water temperature.
Okay.
That's no problem for us.
I actually got to surf.
Not with our wetsuits.
I actually got to surf Lake Michigan back at the Great Lakes Surf Festival. And
I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a fun little wave that day.
Oh my gosh, it was a great wave that day.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
It really was. It was, what, say 2 to 4 feet and about 4 seconds. Yeah, very clean.
Oh yeah, that's almost unheard of on the lakes.
Really?
Yeah, that's to get like an interval where there's 6 or 8 seconds in between waves, that's a good day.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yep. And there wasn't anything the day before. And so you all are very wind swell dependent, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So if we're talking like wind and wind direction, what's ideal for Lake Michigan? Like what's an ideal session? If you could say you're watching the forecast and you're like, okay, it's doing this and it's going to do this. And it's going to equal a fun session. What does that look like?
Well, what it means is you need to travel.
Okay.
Because different places break on a different wave.
Okay.
So Lake Michigan is a long lake. And not only do we depend on wind, but we depend on fetch.
Uh-huh.
So if the wind is coming out of the north and blowing south, then you want to go to the south end of the lake because the waves travel 350 miles, the length of Lake Michigan.
Okay.
So you won't have big waves on the north end, you'll have big waves on the south end.
Okay.
And vice versa, if you have a hard south swell, then they'll be getting waves up in Ludington where Rocky's at and further north.
Uh-huh.
So that's how that works. And you obviously offshore winds are the best. So in St. Joe, the best wind direction is northeast wind to be on the south side of the pier.
Okay.
And that's the other thing that we always do is we try to take shelter in some kind of either a pier or a jetty. Mm-hmm. It cleans up.
Yeah.
It can be clean there when it's victory at sea out at the horizon line. It'll be clean if you find that little pocket of shelter.
Okay. Yeah.
So St. Joe is a northeast wind.
Okay.
Or north wind.
So you're watching.
Northwest you can ride, but it's choppy.
I got you. So you're watching the weather and you're saying, okay, there's this system that's going to be blowing hard north the next 2 days straight. And
yeah.
So we're going to head south because in a couple day or in a day, the winds are going, once this system passes, the winds are going to go more favorable to this break. And so you run down there and what's the crowd like? I mean, is there a large surf contingency up there?
There is. If the people that are in the know that know where to go and what wind, you can just go and your friends just show up. So that's always kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, y'all are pretty tight group. I mean, you've got to like suffer together, and usually that bonds people.
Yep, Yep. We, you know, I've got my little local friends I have in my phone or my little group, and mm-hmm. we can text, and, you know, some people are closer to the lake and they have eyes on it, and you ask, and, you know, it's just great having the connection and the social media and that kind of thing. So,
yeah. Yeah. Any surf videos, Instagram pages, films, or anything that kind of document Great Lakes surfing?
Oh, absolutely. If I'm allowed to mention names, or I would love to mention Michelle Nosikowski. She is a local to St. Joseph, and she's an awesome photographer.
Okay.
And she's a Christian lady.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she's a really good friend of mine. She's got a little apartment right there, less than a block from Silver Beach.
Okay.
So nice to be able to go to her house and jump in her shower, and she takes good care of me.
That's great. That's great. And so she's a photographer, videographer of.
She is. She has tons of photos of everybody who've surfed and all kinds of. She just loves shooting surfing.
Okay.
Pictures. So she's got pictures, some of the greatest pictures of some of the best surfers on Lake Michigan.
Oh, wow. Very cool. I met a guy, you might know him. I was in Outer Banks. I was down at in Frisco, and I met this guy. I was wearing a camo jacket, and he was wearing a camo jacket, and he was checking the surf. I was checking the surf. And he goes, "Hey, do you hunt here in North Carolina?" I was like, "I do." He goes, so we started talking about that, and I said, "Do you hunt?" And he's like, "I do." I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "Michigan." And I was like, "No way. You surf the lakes?" He goes, "I've surfed all five of them." And his name is Victor Brody.
Oh, yeah. I know Victor.
Okay. Yeah. I talked to him about coming on here, but we've not been able to connect yet. And hopefully we'll be able to get him on. But yeah, I'd figure.
Absolutely. Good guy.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I had a great conversation with him. He paddled out. I had to run on. I went to a church service first, and then I went back out, and I think he had already left. He'd surfed for an hour or two and then left. And yeah, that was cool to bump into him.
I think he might go to Florida in the winter.
Okay. His Instagram has him all over the place.
Nice pictures, not wearing a wetsuit, making us all jealous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think he travels quite a bit.
Yeah. He's got a beautiful little family.
Yeah. Yeah. I met his wife and kids. It was cool. All right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to St. Joe down in the southwest corner of Michigan. What time of year was this?
It was in November.
November.
It was November 8th.
Okay.
Because I remember it that well.
This year or what year?
It was a long time ago. It was actually 2008.
Okay. November 2008. Sweet.
Yeah.
And so the weather was lining up for it, or did you stumble on this one by accident?
It was a total fluke. we had gotten a snowstorm the day before. So there was snow on the ground. And at the time I worked at Whirlpool Corporation right there in Benton Harbor. And I had a horse. I had a horse for 34 years. And so right here at my house. So when I was getting ready to go to work, I always have to go out and feed the horse and then jump in my car and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so this day I went out to feed the horse, and I had an 8 o'clock meeting at work that I needed to be to. I went out, and as I was feeding the horse, I literally had this little voice that spoke to me that said, "Strap on your board and go check out the waves." And I remember saying, I'm like, "What?" I said, "But I got an 8 o'clock meeting." And I was like, "Okay, I'm going to do it."
Yeah.
And
was the horse like in tune with the weather and trying to,
I don't know. I don't know, but it was just my routine. I was doing my normal routine, and I just heard this still small voice tell me to do that.
Oh, wow.
So I strapped on the board, and I went to the beach, and I got out of the car.
So stop right there. What board were you throwing on your ride?
I had a custom board.
Okay.
That, it's kind of weird because I had just lost my mom that year, and I had put out on our surf forum back in 2008. We didn't have social media. We had a surf forum.
Okay.
That's where the border girl comes from. I was border girl.
Okay.
And I was like the only girl on the forum. So all these guys are all chattering and everything. And I tried to throw a plug in and they just absolutely ignored me. So I had put something out there and I said, hey, I'd really like to get a custom board because my problem is I need a big board, but I've got like short arms and I can't get my arm around and grip them. So I found this guy near Detroit, named Scott Ray, who, he designed and built a board for me.
Oh, wow.
And it's up north. I leave that board up north. So I have a board up there. But I had hand drawn, like in melted wax, Border Girl.
Okay.
And he put that on rice paper, and that's on my board.
Oh, sick. I'd love to see a picture of that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to share that with everybody. Yeah.
It's a pretty unique shape board. But anyway, that was the board I had. I strapped that on the top of the car.
Uh-huh.
I went to St. Joe. I got out at 2nd Street.
How long a drive was that from your house to?
That's like 15, 20 minutes at most.
Okay, so.
I'm fighting the clock here because I got to be at work at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I go, and I'm not kidding you, Kyle, as I walked up the dune, the sun was rising, and of course it rises in the east, so it was behind me.
Right.
And when I walked up on the dune, the sun just happened to come up at the exact same time as I went to the top of that dune, and it shone a spotlight on barrels out by the end of the pier.
No way.
I just was completely.
How big?
They were stand-up barrels at the end of the pier.
No way.
Legitimate stand-up, clean stand-up barrels, like nothing I've ever seen on the lake.
Have you seen that since?
No.
Oh.
Never since. So I go and I see that and I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, but I got an 8 o'clock meeting. And I'm like, oh my gosh. The weird thing is I had just recently changed departments at Whirlpool and I went over to refrigeration and I was working for a guy named Andy Litch, who was a kite boarder.
Uh-huh.
And the engineer that I worked for was Anderson Bortoleto, and he was from Brazil, and he surfed.
Oh.
So I worked for the only two surfers at Whirlpool. I end up being their colleague.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, okay, this is unbelievable. And I remember taking snapping pictures with my phone, which was a really cheap phone, didn't take good pictures. And I remember putting it on the surf forum, and I said, get on it quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I just ran.
So when you see something like that, it's wind swell created. And so typically that doesn't last long.
I will get there.
Okay.
I will get there.
All right.
With that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I end up running back to work and I go, you know, directly into the meeting room where our 8 o'clock meeting was, and there was nobody there. And I'm like, what? So I run down the hall and I stick my head in my boss Andy's door. And I said, Andy, where's the meeting? He said, oh, it got canceled.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God. I said, would you mind if I took a half day off? I said, there are excellent waves. And he goes, yeah, go.
I love
it. So I go. And I don't normally surf alone, and especially in cold weather.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was going out in this, but I was too afraid to go out to the end of the pier and ride those giant barrels.
Okay.
So I ended up riding the inside waves, which were more than enough.
Oh, wow.
I'm out there. I had the whole place to myself.
Oh, my goodness. Lori, hold on a sec. So 2008, when did you start surfing?
I started surfing when I was like 14, 15 years old.
On the lake?
Oh, no. I grew up in Florida, and I moved up here when I was 20 years old.
Ah, okay. Where did you get your start surfing in Florida?
Usually New Smyrna, Cocoa Beach, Sebastian Inlet.
Okay.
Just the East Coast.
Yeah, but
Central East Coast.
But those are pretty iconic places. They get some good waves there.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I actually surfed with, I was at Canaveral Pier one time and little Kelly Slater paddled out. Yeah, I'm a little older than he is. And he was just a little Grom kid just out there tearing it up.
No
way. I remember him because I remember his vivid eyes.
Yeah. I hear often that his eyes are pretty piercing.
They are, for sure.
So that's cool. Yeah. You got to surf with Kelly Slater. How old were you at that time?
Oh, gosh. I'm probably 10 years older than Kelly. So
yeah.
If he was 10, I was maybe, no. If I was 17, he was probably 7.
Oh, wow.
He was really little. He was quite little.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I end up telling my boss I'm going to go. So I go and I start surfing. I'm just riding the inside waves. And finally, I was tired. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God, it's got to be about lunchtime. And I came in and I got right on the phone and I called Anderson Bortoleto, the Brazilian guy that uh-huh. surfs at Whirlpool, because he's got a zoom lens. And I said, Anderson, you got to get down here with your camera. And so he comes. I'm like chowing down trying to eat because I was like completely noodle arms and just out of energy.
How long were you out at this point?
I got there probably 9 o'clock and I surfed till 11:30.
Oh my.
You know, in cold water.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sucks the life out of you. So they come and they just are floored with what they see.
Yeah.
And Anderson brought his camera and he told me, he said, no, ride your shortboard. And I was like, I can't possibly paddle out there. This is the first time that I've ever experienced the flow of the water was coming in uh-huh. when you were trying to paddle out.
Uh-huh.
So when you dug in, you had to paddle faster than the water that was coming in or you went nowhere.
Yeah.
I've never in my life experienced that.
Yeah.
So it was really hard to paddle out. But I did get out there. And by that time, one other guy named John Miller showed up.
Okay.
So he was out there surfing with me. And Anderson's up there with his big lens camera.
So was it still good size? Was it still barreling at this point?
It was starting to fade,
okay.
but it was still big.
Yeah.
For the lake, it was still very big
huh.
and very perfect and very hollow.
That's amazing. That's amazing. What
it
now?
It was like glass and it was like emerald green water.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, you couldn't ask. It was, I got the picture. I'll show you later.
Yeah. No, I want to
anyway,
see the.
I paddle out and here's when the shot, the perfect shot. Camera shot
right.
came is when I took off on a wave and I don't have good peripheral vision,
yeah.
but I had taken off on this one peak and I didn't realize it, but John Miller had taken, I actually dropped in on John
oh, no.
Miller. I didn't see him, but when I finally did see him, I took a really high line on that wave.
Yeah.
And he just kind of backed out. And Anderson has all of this on film.
Does
where
he?
I dropped in on him. And then he backed out. And I took off down the line on a really high on the line. And as I'm going down this wave, that wave just starts to peak right in front of me.
Oh.
And I'm just getting ready to thread the needle.
Oh, he's sick.
And he snapped a picture of that.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I chickened out and I ended up turning and not threading the needle.
Yeah.
And I don't tell many people that because when they see the picture, I'm like, did she make it or didn't she?
That's all I was going to ask.
So now I just told the whole world.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No,
you,
I didn't actually get barreled that day and I could have.
Oh, man.
And that's still on my bucket list, believe it or not.
To get barreled?
But anyway, he took that. Yes.
Oh.
So a legitimate barrel. And that would have been a legitimate barrel, but it didn't happen that day. So anyway, he takes this picture, and of course, we're all completely excited, and Anderson is on that forum I told you about,
mm-hmm.
that online forum, and he posts the picture of me, And he says, Lori going Lopez, because I'm goofy-footed.
Yeah.
He posts that. That was the title of the post that he put on there. And remember me telling you I'm like the only girl on the forum and they all ignore me?
Right.
I became a rock star that day.
Because it's documented proof that you rip.
It was documented proof. And here's the kicker, Kyle. Captain Jack is a surfer from Chicago. Uh-huh. He chimes in there and he said, oh my God. He said, I've been watching the wind and the waves, and we've had a straight northwest wind here. And when I looked and I checked for St. Joe, it said due east wind.
Huh.
That's a complete offshore wind.
Yeah.
And it was the only place on the whole coast.
How in the world?
That had some kind of weird anomaly.
Oh.
That was an offshore wind.
Everything came together for that.
I mean, you're talking the still small voice.
Right.
That told me to go, and I listened to having friends that were surfers, and my boss,
right,
actually on his lunch break, came to the break with Anderson, took the picture of me catching that wave.
Oh.
Anderson putting that on. And I'm literally like a little legend on the lakes because of that day.
That's epic.
It was like, I know that was God's doing.
Oh, so sweet.
I knew that's why I was here. And that's when I met Rocky and I met the Christian surfers for Lake Michigan. I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Oh, cool.
And I have to tell that testimony all the time about that wave because... It started. Everybody knew my name after that.
Oh, wow.
And that wasn't me. That was all him.
Yeah. So
for
cool.
Sure.
Well, thank you for sharing that wave with the audience. And I'm grinning ear to ear. And I know that folks listening are doing the same. And I can't wait to see the picture of this wave. And if you don't mind, I'll post it on my Instagram through.
I've got to go and find like the originals because the ones I have, I've saved screenshots so many times. They're a little grainy, but
okay.
Give me a minute and hopefully I'll find them.
Yeah, no
and
rush.
I'll show you the one where I drop in and because I have cut like John Miller out of the picture.
So
but
he's
there
in.
There is a picture where you can totally see him.
Oh, John, have you talked to John about this?
Actually, he moved away shortly after that.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, at noon, I had to go after I took my half day off. I was exhausted. I did go back to work. And right after work, I went back and John Miller was getting out of the lake. And he was just bloodshot eyed and just surfed his brains out.
Oh, so good.
He was just so, he looked like he got chewed up and spit out because he was just, eyes were red. He was exhausted, but he wasn't gonna leave.
So good,
awesome.
So good. Thank you, Lori, for sharing that story.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
I love it. I love it. Well, there you go, ladies and gents. Lake Michigan firing, and we'll get this picture up there soon for everybody to see. Man, Lori, what were you, were you in a hood, booties, gloves?
Yes.
5'4"?
Everything.
What kind of wetsuit did you have?
5'4".
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Boots, gloves, hood. It was a sunny day.
Hmm.
It didn't feel terribly cold. So yeah.
Well, that's good.
I wasn't cold at all.
Mm. No, the size of the wave and the session you were having probably kept you nice and warm too.
I'm telling you, it just didn't even faze me. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. So been surfing ever since, snowboarding and skateboarding still.
I've taught like over 200 people how to surf.
Yeah.
I worked for the shop there and I quit my job at Whirlpool after a long time. And then I was a surf bum for a couple years.
Okay.
Just giving surf lessons. They hired me to do that.
What surf shop?
And Third Coast Surf Shop in St. Joe. And I have made so many great connections with people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Katrina was actually one of my surf lessons.
Oh, really?
I taught her how to surf.
Oh.
And that was like a meeting made in heaven right there too.
Yeah. I hope to get her on this. I hope to get her on this too.
For sure. And yeah. I took her out and I taught her to snowboard one day. I took her out snowboarding, taught her that. And one day I get this text message from her and she said, "Holy, I just did like a 180 off a jump." And I'm like, "Oh my God." Snowboarding somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my girl.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, we're running low on time.
Right.
So let's change gears real quick and let me throw these hang 10 at you and then we'll wrap it up with a history question. So here we go. You said you like coffee. How do you drink it? Black, cream and sugar?
I drink it black, but I use a French press.
Okay, yeah.
And I throw like 4 or 5 cloves in it.
Uh-huh.
And so I drink coffee with a twist of clove.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah. That wasn't the question I was going to ask, but that'll count. Coffee with a twist of clove. I like it. All right. What's your favorite surf wax?
Mr. Zogs.
Mr. Zogs. There you go. That's good. They make extra cold?
They do.
Do they? Wow.
Absolutely.
What's the coldest water you've surfed?
38 degrees.
Okay. Brr.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
ice grows on you.
Yeah. That's a bit chilly.
Yeah. You've probably seen some of the ice beards and stuff. Well, I don't have a beard to keep me warm.
Right.
But it grows on my eyelashes and my hair. And,
oh, my. Yeah. Burr. Yeah.
But you know what? It floats, which is a good thing.
Right.
Ice floats because you don't want it dragging you down, and it helps you stay buoyant.
Okay. There you go, ladies and gents. And don't fear the ice. It's actually a life preserver.
Yeah.
Hey, if you could have 1 hour and a cup of coffee with cloves with any surfer of any time, who would it be?
Oh man, that's a hard one. You know, I really don't even follow like professional surfing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be Jerry Lopez though.
Okay.
Because he just, every picture I ever see of that man, he's got a huge smile on his face.
That's good.
And that's the kind of person I want to hang with.
There you go. Sweet. Sweet. If you could take a trip right now, anywhere in the world, where would it be? Surf trip.
That's tough. Because I don't travel very much. Gosh, I don't know. There's just so many good places, you know?
Yeah.
Probably Costa Rica.
Okay. Yeah.
They got every kind of wave there, I think.
Yeah. Sweet. What's your must-watch surf movie?
Big Wednesday.
Big Wednesday. All righty. Are you goofy or regular? Wait, you told me you're goofy foot.
I am goofy foot.
Yeah, goofy footers rule the world.
They do.
Mm-hmm. What website or app do you use to forecast your waves there?
Usually I just dial into the buoy.
Okay.
I use the NOAA forecasting, wave forecasting mm-hmm. for Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
And I know all the buoy numbers, so it depends on where I want to go. I just dial into that buoy.
Cool. Yeah. That's good.
And wave cams. We look at wave cams at different beaches.
Mm. Okay. Is that like all in one place, or you go to the individual surf shops, or...
I just Google like South Haven, South Beach Cam, and then it'll come up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Last question here. If you were in a surf comp and you won but had to donate 50% of your earnings to a charity of your choice, who would it be?
Christian Surfers.
Hey. Thank you very much. That's great. That's great. I appreciate that plug.
There's a lot of people in our community that need to be reached.
Yeah. You all can check out Christian Surfers at christiansurfers.com. There is a Christian Surfers Lake Michigan chapter, and they kind of hubbed out of Ludington, but bounce around and go get up with them and go for a surf or skate or snowboard or whatever they got going on. Well, Lori, we're wrapping it up, and earliest history of surfing. Where do you find it? Earliest recorded history of surfing.
That would be in, I believe, the New Testament.
Okay.
I think it was a shipwreck.
Okay. Did you listen to one of my podcasts?
No, I didn't.
Oh, snap. Go ahead.
Actually, we had a pastor, a youth pastor that was a on the surf forum I talked to you about.
Yeah.
Mike Sabatino. And he was the one who said, yeah, it's in John chapter. I don't remember what the chapter was, but, and he said, this is the first surfing. These guys were riding the broken boards of the ship for sure.
I like this guy already. Yes. Acts 27:44. It says they swam. Some floated in on pieces of the ship, but then the rest of it says, and some on boards. So there you go. Yep. Lori, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And ladies and gents, looking forward to hearing back from you. Thanks, Lori.
Yep. Very nice meeting you.
Yes. Take care.
Have a good one. My way. This is my way.